Okay, so Mirz Hashem, this week we're beginning the limud of what the Meiri terms Maseches Pesach Sheni, which is the kachim parts of the Masech to begin with Perek Tamid Nishchat, just in time for Pesach, although we're not going to get through too much of it before Pesach, but we should get a little bit of a start. So the opening sugya in the beginning of Perek Tamid Nishchat discusses the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach in parallel to the Zman Shechitas Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the daily Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So what emerges, and to understand the back and forth in the Mishnah and the Gemara, is that there are two different halachos that kind of bookend the korbanos of every day. There's a din of Ola Ola Rishona that you can't be makir any korban before the Tamid Shel Shachar, Ola Ola Rishona. And then there's the Essay de Hashlama of Aleh Hashlem Kala Korbanos Kula, that generally speaking, you're not makir of anything after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So those are the bookends, nothing before the Tamid Shel Shachar, nothing after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. It's not nothing after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. There are a number of exceptions to that. And the most notable exception, which the Gemara learns out from Tzukim, is Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which is why there's a variation between the normal schedule on a regular day and the Erev Pesach schedule. On a regular day, the Korban Tamid is brought relatively later in the day in order to allow for the Nedarim and Nedavos that people want to be makriv to be brought that day, because if you're to bring the Korban Tamid earlier in the afternoon and you have the Essay, the Hashlama, then you wouldn't be able to bring anything afterwards. However, on Erev Pesach, where the Korban Pesach is brought dafka after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, so then you have to move up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim to allow more time for the Korban Pesach. Now, the Psukim, the lady that we had this morning in Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Pinchas, that tells us that the second Tamid of every day is brought Bein Harbayim. And the Pasuk in Parshas Bo that we lay in on Shabbos, Parshas Chodesh, tells you that the Korban Pesach is brought Bein Harbayim. So the Gemara and the Havamina, off the bat here in Daf Nun Ches, initially assumes that Bein Harbayim of the Korban Tamid is the literal Bein Harbayim, the literal midpoint of the afternoon, the midpoint between Chatzos and, let's say for the moment, Shkia. And then the Gemara rejects that, because if that was the case, then there'd be no latitude to change things on Erev Pesach. The Gemara backs away from that, and the Gemara assumes that Bein Harbayim is a larger window. It's Erev, when the shadows of the latter part of the day begin to take form. So in theory, there's a larger window that would encompass the whole afternoon, and maybe Machlokas Rishonim, whether the earliest time for being Makar of the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim in theory is from Chatzos or from Mincha Gedolah, but leave that for now. But either way, in principle, you could bring it any time during that window, at least from Mincha Gedolah, perhaps from Chatzos until Shkia. So again, a normal day, we bring it relatively later, even though all things considered, you might have wanted to bring it earlier, but we bring it later to Lafer Nedarim and Nedavos, and on Erev Pesach, we bring it earlier. What does Bein Harbayim mean literally? So if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara here in the Nuches Amin Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Bein Erev de Esmel le Erev da Inna. So Bein Harbayim is between the nights, between last night and tonight, which is what we call the afternoon. There's an arichas that the Ramban has al Torah in the pasuk in Parshas Bo, and then we lay in on Shabbos, where he has that position that's attributed to Ben Chananel, that we have an argument attributed to Ben Chananel. He also has the possibility that the morning also may be considered to be sometimes use the term of Erev. They can take a look there, and the Ramban tries to pin down what the precise definition or terminology of Bein Harbayim is. So there also may be a difference in terms of the scope of the din of Ola Rishona versus the din of Hashlama. The Tosis on the bottom in the Chesem Beis here discusses this a little bit. It's more Barachava and Tosis Yishanim Yuma Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Tosis Yishanim Yuma Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph discusses whether the din of Ola Rishona is only a din l'chachila, or is that even l'ikuva. If you're makriv a korban before the Tamid Shel Shachar, is that korban pasul, or is it korban kasher? Is the din of Ola Rishona only a din l'chachila? This is Tosafta that's mashma that it's li kuva, and that's what our Tosafta here in Nechasim Beis on the bottom quotes such a Tosafta, that is mashba liyikuva. But Tosfos Yesharim, they raises a possibility that maybe there's a difference between a korban yachid and a korban tzibur. If you're to be makariv a private korban before the Tamei Shel Shachar, that may not be good even b'di'evet. That may be liyikuva. That korban may be pasul. If you're makariv a korban tzibur before the Tamei Shel Shachar, that might be a violation of a din l'chachila, but it might still be kasher b'di'evet. And the Tosfos Yesharim there also suggests, as well as our Tosfos here in Hilchos Amud Beis, that maybe there's a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. Maybe Minatorah is not Ma'akev. Minatorah, if you're Ma'akev something before the Tamei Shel Shachar, it's not Ma'akev. But Midi Rabbanon, we do consider it to be Likuva. That's as far as that's as far as the din of Ola Ola Rishona. And we'll have to see whether the essay da Hashlama has different parameters as to whether that's more likely to be ma'akev or not. Then the Gemara in Daf Nitesam and Aleph in this context presents a din of a mechusar kippurim on Erev Pesach. Mechusar kippurim means that a zav zava mitzara yoledes, in order to go through the Tara process, so they have to have the count of days complete, the 7 days of Tara, and then they have to have Harav Shemesh. And then the next day they bring a korban. So even if the count of days is complete and they have Harav Shemesh and they go to the mikvah, they're still considered mechusar kippurim until they bring a korban the next day, and they can't eat from kachim until they bring the korban the next day. So the Gemara in the Testament Aleph discusses what's the din of a mechusar kippurim and Erev Pesach. So let's say you have someone who did not yet bring the korban of a mechusar kippurim, a zav zava mitzari yoledes, who wants to partake from the Korban Pesach, but they can't partake from the Korban Pesach until they bring their Korban that they have to bring as a Mechusar Kippurim, and they fail to do so before they were Makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So the Gemara says that if you have a Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, that's Doche the Asay the Hashlama. Generally speaking, you wouldn't be allowed to bring a Korban after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Allah Hashlem Kala Korbanos Kula. But the Gemara says that the Mechusar Kippurim, the essay of Mechusar Kippurim is Doche, for Mechusar Kippurim, the essay of Korban Pesach, that if he's not going to bring this Korban of the Mechusar Kippurim, he won't be able to be Makar of the Korban Pesach. So the essay, the Pesach, Sheyesh Bokares, is Doche, the essay of Hashlama, which is Ein Bokares. So the stronger essay of Korban Pesach is Doche, the relatively weaker essay of Hashlama. And then the Gemara quotes the position of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel ben Yochanan ben Broka, that's not only true in Erev Pesach, that's true for Mechusar Kippurim b'shar yemos hashana as well. That not only in Erev Pesach, when we have the stronger essay of Korban Pesach, even any other regular run-of-the-mill day, if a person, a Mechusar Kippurim, forgot to bring or didn't bring his Korban before the Tamei Shel Bein Harbayim, he can still bring the Korban after the Tamei Shel Bein Harbayim. So then the Gemara asks, why should that be so? My ulmei hayasei, mei hayasei. Why is this essay stronger than the essay of Hashlam? What's this essay? So this essay is the essay of Achilas Kachim, it sounds like. So why is the essay of Achilas Kachim on a regular day, not Korban Pesach day, why is that stronger than the essay de Hashlama? So that sounds like there's a mitzvah essay of Achilas Kachim, that when you bring your mouth of a Korban, that the Baalim are going to eat from one of the Kachim Kalim, where the Baalim eat a chelak of the Korban. So that's considered a Mitzvah Saseh of Achilas Kachim. So the Gemara brings that up in the context of Asay versus Asay, that there is an Asay of Achilas Kachim. So that's pretty beferish in Rashi there. Rashi in Testament Aleph writes, Alma Achilas Kachim Asayhu Bein HaNachalim LeKohanim Ben Anachal Yisrael. Not only is that the case for the chelak of a korban that a kohen eats, but even the chelak of a korban that a Yisrael eats, there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim that is incumbent on that Yisrael. And the Ramban writes this as well in mitzvah aleph of the mitzvah that the Rambam was mashbin and say for mitzvahs, and the Meiri writes that in the sugi here as well. However, the Rambam Perek Yud Meiser Karbanos Salach Yud Zayin, the Rambam Perek Yud Meiser Karbanos Salach Yud Zayin, and in the Sefer Mitzvahs Asay Peites, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is limited to Kohanim; it doesn't apply to Yisraelim. So then you have to figure out, according to the Rambam, how does the Rambam read our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to be talking about the general mitzvah saseh v'achilas kachim. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe in a Chanami, maybe the Rabbim understood that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha ben Yochanan ben Baruch is only talking about a Kohenism of Mechusa Kippurim. For a Kohenism of Mechusa Kippurim, there's a mitzvah saseh v'achilas kachim. But for Yisrael in a Chanami, there is no such mitzvah saseh, and the Gemara is only talking about a Kohenism of Mechusa Kippurim. That's a little bit of a dochek. You don't get that impression from the Gemara. But the Minchas Chinuch says that you have to say for the Rambam. Otherwise, our Gemara seems pretty clear that there is a mitzvah v'chilas kashim even for Yisraelim. And then the Gemara on the next stage brings Machlokas Amaram, Rav Papa and Rav Chista. How do you answer that kashan on Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha ben Yochanan ben Baruch? The Gemara says, Ma'il mehayasei mehayasei. So we established that the essay we're talking about is essay of v'chilas kashim. But the Gemara says, so why is the essay of v'chilas kashim stronger than the essay of Ashlama? Mela Nerev Pesach, Achilas Pesach is Bekari, so that's a stronger essay, but regular run-of-the-mill Korban, so that's the same level essay as essay of Ashlama. So that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara quotes two possibilities on Amaram, which are essentially Okimtas, how to get out of that problem. But according to those Amaram, if Papa Nerchista, it sounds like, fundamentally, you don't say that it's docha the essay d'ashlama, meaning they back away from Mishra ben Osha ben Yochanan ben Baruch's position that for all intents and purposes, a mechusa kippur mishayim osa shana is not docha the essay d'ashlama. However, if you look at the Balamor and the Raiv and the Meiri, and these prakim, there's no riff, but there are a few pieces in the Balamor and the Ravid that are all printed on the same page in the back of the Gemara and the Dapei Riff. So one of the pieces is on this Gemara and Dafnetes. So the Ravid, the Meiri, the Balamor, they all present Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch at face value. So it sounds like they understood that the Gemara's Okimtas were Okimtas and a Dichui in some sort, but at the end of the day, the position of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha ben Baruch still stands, and there is that possibility that even the Maskanas of Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha ben Baruch, Mechusa Kippur Mishayim Osa Shana would be Docha the Essay de Hashlama. Balamor thinks that that's in a limited with the following limitation, that all things being equal, you wouldn't say that the Essay of Achilas Kachim is Docha the Essay of Hashlama. It's only in a situation where otherwise a korban is going to go to waste. If you have a korban where this man achila is going to be over by the next day, the avachatas, then there we have another consideration that we don't want to create the korban going the base of soul. So then we'll tell you that the mechusa kippurim can bring his korban even after the tamei shel be'er. But if you have a shlamim with his man achila is an additional day, so then let the mechusa kippurim bring his korban tomorrow, and he'll still be able to eat from the shlamim, and you can have your cake or your korban and eat it too. Okay, can we go for another 5 minutes? Okay, whoever wants to leave, I won't be offended. Another thing that's important to understand as a little bit of akdama to the Gemara's over here, moving on to the next sugya. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Zvachim, the very opening Mishnah, that kol Zvachim shenizbechu shelo lishma ksherim, that any korban that is brought shelo lishma is kasher, ela shelo olu b'ayil l'shem chova. So if you bring a generic korban, you bring a shlamim, you bring an olu l'shem shlamim, so then it's a kasher korban, but it doesn't count for your chiv. If you were no der or no dev shlamim, and then you bring it l'shem ola, so it's a kasher korban, but you have to make up your chi of shlamim because it doesn't count for that which you were no there or no there. The Gemara said, machlokes tanaim, but the Tanakhama says, chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. What are the exceptions? If you're makir v'korban pesach shelo lishman, or you're makir v'korban chatas shelo lishma, that's pasul. Pesach is man, v'achatas b'chol zman. So we're concerned about korban pesach. So if you're makir v'korban pesach bizman means after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's Bavur for the Mishnah and Samach Aleph here. If you bring a Korban Pesach after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, which is Zman HaKrav's Korban Pesach, and you bring a Shelo Lishma, meaning you have intention that this isn't going to be a Pesach, this is going to be a Shlamim, so then that's Pasul. That's across the board Pasul. Because in general, the standard types of Psulei Machshava by a Korban or machshavas pigel. Machshavas pigel means chutz lizmano, that you intend when you're makar the korban, you have machshava that you're going to do, either you're doing any of the avodah sadam now, amenas to eat the korban chutz lizmano, or chutz lemkomo, which is not pigel, but that's pasul. So if you have machshavas chutz lizmano, chutz lemkomo, you do any of the avodah sadam with the intention that you're going to eat the korban outside of the makom achila or chutz l'zmano after the zman achila, then that passes. And then the Mishnah beginning of Zachim tells us there's a third kind of psul, a machshavas psul, which is that you have in mind a different kind of korban. So if you bring a shlamim l'shem ola, that's a kasher korban ela shela ola bayin l'shem chova. If you bring a pesach and erev pesach l'achar chatzos l'shem shlamim, then it's nothing. Then it's pasul. Then the Gemara in Zvachman Da Zayin Mebeis introduces two flavors of this Machshavas Psal. One is what we were talking about till now, which is Shino Yikodesh, that you have in mind a different korban. You bring a korban Pesach and you have in mind that it's going to be a Shlamim. That's what's called Shino Yikodesh. And the second type that the Gemara is done about is Shino Yibailim. Shino Yibailim means that this is Reuven's korban, and you have in mind that this korban is going to be for Shimon, and not for Reuven. So there, the Gemara, it's Pasha that Shinui Kodesh is Makev. And the Gemara there is done as to whether Shinui Bailim is Makev. So then in our Mishnah here in the Tesam Beis, so the Gemara talks about the Pesach Sheshchatov Shalol Lishmo, Vekibu V'Halof Vizarek Shalol Lishmo. Oh, lishmo v'shalol lishmo. So any combination, if any of the avodah sadam is done with machshava shalol lishmo, so then that is possible. So it's mevura from the mishnah over here that machshava shalol lishmo, meaning you bring a korban pesach and have in mind that it's l'shem shlamim, that's going to pasul b'chol avodah sadam. That's going to pasul by zrika halacha kabbalah shkita zrika halacha kabbalah. So all the avodah sadam, if you have that machshavas psul that you're being makir of this carbon pesach, you're doing any of the avodah sadam for this carbon pesach l'shem shlamim, that's going to pasul. That's what Tosas writes in the opening Tosas in Maseches Vachim, that shinui kodesh, meaning you have in mind a different carbon than the one you intended to bring, shinui kodesh is shayach in all avodah sadam. However, Tosas assumes that shinui bailim is only shayach bizrika, meaning if you shech or you do the Kabbalah Saddam or the Halacha Saddam, Al Menas, Lizrok, Damo, Bishinu Yibailim, this is Reuven's Korban. And when you do the Halacha, you have in mind that you're doing the Halacha Saddam in order to be Zorek, L'Shem Shimon, instead of L'Shem Reuven. So that's Shinu Yibailim. But any of the other Avodah Saddam, if you have Machsheva during the Shechita to do the Halacha L'Shem Shimon, that doesn't possible. That's not called Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim is only if the problematic Machshava is Rika oriented. That's what Tosas assumes. And that seems to be the Pashas of the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Yud. But the Rambam doesn't say that way. The Rambam in the beginning of Paratas Vav Psulim Mekdashim assumes that Shinui Bailim is Shayach B'chol Avodah Sadam. The Rambam has no distinction between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. It applies across the board. If you look at the Mishnah Melech there, he asks on the Rambam that seems to be against the Gemara and Achrona, different Terutzim for the Rambam. Okay, I had intended to talk about more, but we're way over time. If you're interested in that topic of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim in the context of Karim Pesach, Ron Zweig has an article in the Kol Tzvi on Tzachim, probably around volume 8 or 9, the last time the Kol Elyon did Pesachim, which was when I was in the Kol El. So Ron Zweig has an article on the topic of Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh in the context of Korban Pesach. You can take a look if that interests you. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. And Mirz Hashem will have one more of these before Pesach next Sunday. So the plan is, I sent out the pace for the next couple of prokim, but we're on pace in Mirz Hashem to finish the Mesechta through June. With a little bit of time to spare. So we should, maybe not so much time to spare, but if we all keep to the pace, we're keeping it down a little bit, at least for the beginning of the Kachin Prakim, to more like 4 blot a week instead of 5 blot a week. And as it is, we'll have some short weeks coming up before Pesach and after Pesach. But even with that, I calculated the pace. We should be okay for finishing by the end of June.
Thank you.